Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight, if I can get my computer to work, because it just had started having some issues 2 minutes before I was scheduled to go on the air. Everything keeps opening and closing on me, but this is Matt Chat. And tonight, I will be joined by Miss Callie, NWF Hall of Fame ring announcer, and we will be joined by NWF CEO Nate the Snake Pelley. And like I said, as soon as I'm able to get back into the Blog Talk Radio studio, we will get this show up and running. So, bear with me, and Miss Callie,
evening,
welcome
Ace.
To the program.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
That was a little sarcastic. But that's all
well,
right.
Well, you know, modern technology is bane of my existence right now.
I think it's the bane of everybody's. But that's not what we're here to discuss. We are here to discuss the NWF's return to Fairfield, Ohio this Saturday night. And
yes, we are.
Also, to have a nice discussion with the CEO of the Northern Wrestling Federation, Nate the Snake Pelley.
Miss Callie, Ace Diamond, glad to be back with you once again here.
Good evening, Mr. Pelley. How are you?
I couldn't be better. It's a fantastically beautiful evening here at the Pelley Estate, and I'm sure that my presence on your show doubled the ratings and tripled the subscribers.
He could hope. Before we get to Fairfield, let's discuss something here, because what in the world, I was shocked, flat out in dismay. Why would you align yourself with somebody like Ryan Stone?
Miss Callie, I've been getting that question a lot. I've had several people message me on social media. I've had people asking me on the streets. People talking to me at Bone Crushers, why would you align yourself with Ryan Stone? Why would you do these things? Why would you turn your back on the NWF Army? So if you will, I'd like to take you down memory lane, give you a little history lesson, as it were.
All right.
Many, many, many years ago, going to take you back to the year 2002. Back when Jay Donaldson, the 22-year-old stud, was just a young lad. Just starting kindergarten around that time, I would guess. So back in 2002, myself and Ryan Stone came to the Northern Wrestling Federation, and if you can believe it, Miss Callie, we started on the exact same night. Can you believe that? Ryan Stone and myself, the very same night, we walked out at Bone Crushers for the very first match of the evening. And from that point forward, Ryan Stone and I have a long history together. That's going back a lot of years. That's about 16 years ago. So to continue my history lesson, like most people, I came to the Northern Wrestling Federation, and I went to the almighty Roger Ruffin, and I said, Roger Ruffin, the NWF is the greatest wrestling promotion, not just in greater Cincinnati, not just Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, anywhere around, and I want to be a part of it. Oh, almighty Roger Ruffin, please let me be a part of it. I'll do anything you want. I'll be a security guard. I'll run the music. I'll mop the floors. I don't care. I just want to be a part of the NWF. And so on that fateful night, October of 2002, I became a referee with the Northern Wrestling Federation. And Miss Callie, it doesn't take much to know, and Ace Diamond, you know this as well, I was the best referee the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen. Better than Brian Barton. Better than Harvey Hamilton, and certainly better than Mr. WrestleMania referee himself, Roger Ruffin. So let's flash forward a little bit. I was a referee for a while, and then I became a ring announcer for a little bit there. And the truth be told, I was the best ring announcer the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen. Better than Sean Bossman, not that that takes much. Better than, wow, Slick Rick, and certainly better than Roger Ruffin could ever be. And now let's fast forward a little bit more. I was handpicked to be the vice CEO of the Northern Wrestling Federation by none other than Carl Anderson himself. And in that time that I was the vice CEO and eventually became the CEO, I proved to be the greatest CEO the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen. Better than Kirk Shepard, better than Mr. Hayes, and certainly better than anything Roger Ruffin could have ever done. Now let's take you up to the present time. We were leading into FanFest. Ryan Stone defending the Northern Wrestling Federation Championship against that young upstart Jordan Clearwater. If there's one thing you need to know about Ryan Stone, it's that Ryan Stone will do anything to remain the Northern Wrestling Federation Champion. And if you, again, go back in time a little bit, there was a time when Ryan Stone and Roger Ruffin were part of an alliance known as the Protected One. And Ryan Stone reigned supreme in the Northern Wrestling Federation. He had that title around his belt, his waist, for many, many years. There were occasionally little hiccups along the way, but nevertheless, Ryan Stone dominated the Northern Wrestling Federation for a long, long time. So it only makes sense, coming up to FanFest, Ryan Stone's the champion. He's in a steel cage match. Jordan Clearwater is his opponent. Roger Ruffin is the referee. These things don't happen by accident, Miss Callie and Ace Diamond. It's destiny. The destiny there was that Roger Ruffin was going to reform the Protected Ones with Ryan Stone, and Ryan Stone was going to walk out of there the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. But somewhere along the line, Roger Ruffin because he's so concerned image with the Northern Wrestling Federation Army, the fact that he likes to come out there and slap hands and kiss babies and do the right thing and blah, 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 blah. He refused the opportunity. You saw it in the steel cage. Ryan Stone gave Roger Ruffin the Protected Ones t-shirt. And what did Roger Ruffin do with it? Did he put it on like he should have? No, no, not Roger Ruffin. Roger Ruffin is too concerned with his image and with making the fans happy. So he took that Protected One shirt and he threw it. What did I say earlier about Ryan Stone? Ryan Stone will do anything to remain the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. So he reached out to me. I was his ace in the hole all along. If Roger Ruffin wasn't going to do this, I was right there. Because little did Roger Ruffin know, for the past year, for the past 18 months almost, as a matter of fact, I've been consolidating power. While Roger's out there being the face of the NWF, getting all the pats on the back and all the congratulations and all the glory, I'm behind the scenes. I'm working on the contracts. I'm checking into the copyrights. I'm looking at this filing system that Roger Ruffin has, cabinets and cabinets of paperwork. And what I was doing that whole time was I was taking that information, I was updating it, changing it, and putting it in the name of Nate the Snake Pelly and not Roger Ruffin. Because I knew there would be a time and there would be a place for me to make that move. Some would say it's kind of like a hostile takeover of a corporation, except there's no hostility here. It was completely legal because Roger Ruffin wants to go out there and talk about how great he is and how great the Northern Wrestling Federation is and how much he loves the fans. But the thing that Roger Ruffin dropped the ball on is he didn't keep up with the paperwork. He didn't keep up with the documents and the legal stuff. But guess who did? So when Ryan Stone offered that chance to Roger Ruffin, Roger Ruffin turned him down. That, Ace Diamond and Miss Callie, that was the time and the place. And you saw what happened. Ryan Stone walked out of FanFest still the Northern Wrestling Federation champion because he will do anything to keep the title. And so what happened from there, as we've come to see over these last couple weeks, there's an alliance. Of course there's an alliance. I see Ryan Stone. I have known this man for many, many years, and I know that he is the greatest Northern Wrestling Federation champion ever. He is the greatest wrestler on the roster today. And I, who have excelled and been the absolute best at everything that I've ever done in the NWF, whether it be a referee, a ring announcer, a CEO, there's only one thing left, and that's to be the best owner in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation. So Roger Ruffin, yeah, he still has a little bit of power. And like I said at Bone Crushers the other night, yeah, he can maybe come in there, bring the hot dogs in for the concession stand, maybe stack up the chairs for us, drive the ring truck, whatever. Roger Ruffin isn't making matches. Roger Ruffin has no real power. I have the power. I have the champion with me, and quite frankly, who could ask for more, and who's going to stop us, Ms. Callie? Who?
I mean, all I can admit, that was a very, very well-laid plan you guys had, but as the past has also shown, Roger Ruffin will do what he needs to do to keep, or in this case, take back control of the Northern Wrestling Federation. And Ryan,
no, you're absolutely.
I've known Ryan probably as long as you have.
also is known for turning and stabbing people in the back. So if I were you, I'd watch your back.
I don't need to watch my back with Ryan Stone, but I'll say you're absolutely right about one thing, Miss Callie. Time has shown us that Roger Ruffin will always find a way to retain or, and you know, as you say, regain control of the NWF. But there's a difference this time. And the difference is quite simple. In the past, we've seen people come along and they want to take over the NWF. And they want to do it by beating up Roger Ruffin in the ring or having a match with him with the company on the line. Those situations don't work. We've seen that. The way that I did it, the way that we did it, all completely legal, not in the ring. I admit, if I got into the ring, I'm not a wrestler. Nobody wants to see me wrestle. Nobody wants to see Roger Ruffin get his hands on me. That's ridiculous. But where I can beat Roger Ruffin is in the brain power department. It's in the legal department. It's behind the scenes, and it's knowing how to run the Northern Wrestling Federation and take it to new heights. I'm going to do things with the NWF that Roger Ruffin wouldn't, couldn't, or was too afraid to do. And that's all there is to it.
Speaking of doing things Roger Ruffin would never do, which I will say it's been quite some time since we've seen this ever occur, what makes you think that those young ladies, as you called them, can't hang with the boys? Also, those are two of the hardest working women. And I'll freely admit, I think they could hang with them. I think they have what it takes to take on the men.
So what you're saying to me, Miss Callie, is that you think that Big Mama and Nikki Victory could compete equally or greater than the men in the Northern Wrestling Federation. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. It's just like I said at Bone Crushers the other night. Let's cut through all the PC baloney. Hey, let's tell it like it is. And I'm sure Ace Diamond will agree with me on this point as well. Women are not equal to men. They just simply aren't. It's a matter of biological science. Men are bigger, faster, stronger. And that's not to say that women don't have their place. Nikki Victory and Big Mama talked about their spot in the NWF and how important it is. Well, it's like I told them. I look at Nikki Victory and I see a ton of potential. The potential to go down the street and get coffee for me, the potential to pick up my dry cleaning, the potential to shine my shoes, maybe, you know, be a secretary or an assistant or something like that. And I see tons of potential in Big Mama because, quite frankly, she does a great job in Big Mama's kitchen, making sandwiches and hot dogs and popcorn and all those great things. And that's exactly where she belongs, making food somewhere out of sight, not competing against the men in the NWF.
I think that is wholeheartedly sexist because I've competed with the men and held my own quite nicely. And I think they have just as much potential to do the same, if not better.
Well, that's fine that, you know, you talk about what happened, you know, in your career, Miss Callie. And, yeah, you're a Hall of Famer in the Northern Wrestling Federation. That's all fine and dandy, and that's stupendous. What happened in the past has nothing to do with what's going on in the present because, again, that was under Roger Ruffin's reign. When Roger Ruffin was letting the inmates run the asylum, that's not going to happen anymore. As long as I'm in charge, there will be no Nikki Victory and Big Mama as a tag team taking on any of the men in the NWF.
I think that's a mistake, but let's discuss this upcoming Fairfield show, because there are some spectacular matches signed for the show. You've got the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams, taking on the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson.
that is going to be an incredible match. You know, we all know that the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, one of the greatest talents the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen. And if you still haven't seen the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams, in an NWF ring, this Saturday night is a great opportunity to do that. Aaron Williams is the talk of the independent wrestling scene, especially here in the Midwest, but really all over the country. He's going to be in Fairfield, Ohio this Saturday night to go one-on-one with Jay Donaldson. And Aaron Williams, he's a guy, another guy I've known for a long, long time. I was there the first day that he walked in to train to be a professional wrestler. But the fact is, Aaron Williams is not in the league of the 22-year-old stud Jay Donaldson. Jay Donaldson is wearing that ridiculous mask forced upon him by that punk star writer. And Jay has to continue to wear that mask until he wins a match. Well, here's a little spoiler alert for you. Jay Donaldson is going to pin Aaron Williams this Saturday night in Fairfield, and he's going to get to take off that mask and show his gorgeous face to all the chicky babies in the Northern Wrestling Federation once again.
Oh, good Lord. You've got the tag team champion, the Crimson Mafia, taking on the Natty Boys. Now, while I admit they have had a very, very impressive title reign, they've had some very impressive victories. I hope that the Natty Boys finally defeat the Crimson Mafia and are able to walk out new NWF tag team champions.
Well, you know, hope is a funny word. You say you hope they do it. Well, you know, I hope for a lot of things too. But I can tell you, that's one thing that's not going to happen. The Crimson Mafia have been a dominant force in the NWF here for a long time. They've been the tag team champions for a long time. And the Natty Boys, they're just the next in a long line of challengers who the NWF Army is going to be pulling for, and they're going to be chanting for them this Saturday night in Fairfield. I know they will be. But the fact is, the Crimson Mafia will still walk out with the tag team titles.
That is a we-will-wait-and-see thing, because the Crimson Mafia, they're very cocky, they're very arrogant, and if they're looking past the Natty Boys, that will be their downfall. But it was funny, you mentioned Star Rider a moment ago, who is actually going to be in action taking on somebody else you seem to have thrown your support behind a lot lately, David Tyler.
David Tyler and Star Rider. You know what really makes me sick? One of the most disgusting things that I saw back at FanFest was when that punk Star Rider, and you want to talk about people hiding behind masks and being forced to wear masks, Star Rider, let's be honest, he's probably about 85 years old, probably uglier than sin. That's why he's hiding behind that mask. Let's get that out of the way first of all. But back at FanFest, David Tyler was in a match with Josh Adams where the loser had to get their head shaved. And after that match was over, David Tyler was a little bit concerned. He had been running a fever earlier in the day. He was a little bit concerned that he might be getting sick. So he decided to leave the ring before he got his head shaved. And that punk Star Rider came out, threw him back in the ring, and helped Josh Adams shave the beautiful locks off the head of David Tyler. Now, Callie, Ace Dime, you have to admit, that is completely unfair. It never should have happened that way. David Tyler should not have been forced to be shaved bald when he was running a fever that day. Would you agree, Ace Diamond?
I wouldn't agree.
Of course you wouldn't agree. Well, I'll tell you what. David Tyler, this Saturday night in Fairfield, is going to go one-on-one with Star Rider, and I guarantee you he's going to beat him so bad that Star Rider's never going to want to take that mask off. He's going to make him even uglier than he is already.
We've also got returning to action in the NWF. The big man himself, Muldoon, will be in action, which I'm sure absolutely delights you.
Oh, absolutely. Muldoon, 6 foot six. He is in the best shape of his career right now. We saw what he did to the Titan back at FanFest with a Saturday night in Fairfield. Muldoon is going to destroy his next hapless victim.
We've also got the return of Mr. Reality Check.
I am so excited to see Mr. Reality Check back in the Northern Wrestling Federation. He is an upstanding citizen. He is a model of good behavior for all the young wrestlers out there, as well as the NWF Army. And I can't wait to see Mr. Reality Check come in there. He's the type of guy who maybe someday could make a good junior executive CEO.
Do you need an eye exam? Upstanding? The man cheats right and left.
I have never seen Mr. Reality Check do anything other than wrestle scientifically and by every rule in the book.
We've also got the Unified Champion, Lexus Montez, in action. And from what I've heard, Nasty Russ is going to be in the building as well. That was a rather explosive situation at FanFest.
It was an explosive situation. You got Lexus Montez. Now, here's a guy who for a while I was actually starting to like. You know, he's got the right attitude. He believes in himself. He's a little cocky, yeah, but, you know, that's all right. But now all of a sudden, in the last few weeks, we've seen Lexus Montez start to play up to the NWF Army. He's starting to care that the fans are cheering for him. He's starting to care that he's getting that positive feedback and that response. And everywhere he goes, it's Lexus, Lexus, and all that nonsense. Well, Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio, Lexus Montez is going to be there. Nasty Russ is going to be there. And if I know anything about Nasty Russ, and I know a lot about Nasty Russ, as a matter of fact, it's that he does not like people who come out there, talk a lot of trash, get all cocky, and try to run around like they're better than everybody else. Nasty Russ is going to teach Lexus Montez a lesson, whether it be this Saturday night or sometime very soon here in the Northern Wrestling Federation. I can promise you that.
And let's talk about another match that got announced at Bone Crushers. Truth be told, I'm glad the match is happening. I think your prequel was a little uncalled for. For the Northern Wrestling Federation Championship, we've got the current champion, Ryan Stone, taking on the man, Roger Ruffin.
Well, you're absolutely right. And here's the thing. I know how all this works. I've been around long enough. I knew that it was only a matter of time before Roger Ruffin and his gigantic ego decided to come out there and challenge Ryan Stone to a fight. So we preemptively decided, Ryan Stone and myself decided, that we were going to set this match up because it was going to be, whether it be this Saturday night in Fairfield or Bone Crushers in a couple weeks or when we go back to Covington or Wilmington or wherever it might be, Roger Ruffin was going to man up and play Mr. Tough Guy and come out there and say, I'll tell you what, NWF Army, I sure love you guys a whole lot, and I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to beat up Ryan Stone. And all the NWF Army was going to get all excited and get a tizzy about it. And then the match was going to happen, and then Ryan Stone was going to humiliate Roger Ruffin. So the way that I look at it is, Roger Ruffin has done a lot of great things in his career. There's no doubt about that. I'm taking nothing away from what the man has accomplished. His track record speaks for itself. He's been everywhere, done everything. It just so happens that we're at a point in time where Roger Ruffin can't hang with the NWF champion, Ryan Stone. It's as simple as that. Ryan Stone is the better man. Roger Ruffin is going to try to think that he's going to be able to somehow pull off this victory, and I'm sure the NWF Army is going to be all behind Roger Ruffin in Fairfield this Saturday night, but it's going to be another night of heartbreak for Roger Ruffin, because not only is Ryan Stone going to beat him, He's going to put him out of his misery. He's going to put Roger Ruffin in a situation that Roger Ruffin doesn't want to be in. And I'm talking about a career-threatening situation. And there's nothing that Roger Ruffin can do about it.
Never, ever underestimate the length Roger Ruffin is willing to go to do what he needs to do. But with that being said, Mr. Pelly, I would like to thank you very much for coming on the show this evening, expressing your viewpoints, as wrong as some of them may be, allowing us to ask some questions. But people, be sure you get your tickets. They are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton, and that is this Saturday night, September the 29th, at 1233 Sims Road in Fairfield. Be sure you join us. I'm sure the CEO is going to be there supporting the champion. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time is 7:30. Mr. Pelly, I will see you there.
Absolutely. And Miss Callie, Ace Diamond, you can thank me right now. I see the numbers have already tripled for the ratings and quadrupled for the subscribers. I was lowballing my estimates as the show began, so I'm glad to see that my presence here has helped you quite a bit with your show, and I'll be accepting a check later on for the royalties that you no doubt owe me for taking your show to the next level.
Yeah, sure, that'll happen.
It's been your pleasure, and I'll see you Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night, Mr. Pellet.